And then with that, I know you're also tagged for item 11, so if you'd like to jump right into item 11, please do.
Sure, so item 11A, the next two items are the only two rule changes for the waterfowl season both pertain to Canada goose hunting opportunities. The first one, Chapter 4106-16, August Management Take, as Rocco Morano presented last month, we're capped at how much opportunity we can provide as far as days and unit boundaries and bag limits from the federal U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the federal register they put out each year. Within that, we can reduce license spatially and times bag limits. And that was a direct result of the Canada Goose Action Plan that was adopted last month. And there was a decision support table in there that says how considerations are made for changing the opportunity with Canada Goose Hunting. So both of these proposals were reducing Canada Goose Harvest in South Dakota. The first one being August Management Take to remove five counties. These five counties would be Brown, Edmonds, Falk, McPherson, and Spink. And that would, if you scroll down to the figure on the next page, you can see exactly where those were removed. In the northeastern part of the state there's a gray shaded area. Just to the west of those five counties were removed. And then the other change in administrative rule would be reducing that daily bag limit from 15 down to 8. This coincides with exactly what the recommendation would be based on the population surveys in the Canada Goose Action Plan. So no comments on this, and no changes that the department would recommend. And either questions on this or jump right into the early fall Canada Goose and move forward with both of those.
Questions from the commission? Seeing no questions, I think we're good to move forward with item 11B.
Perfect. So 11B, even simpler, no changes from the proposal, no boundary changes, just a simple reduction in that bag limit from 15 to 8, and no comments were received on this. And that's all I have with waterfowl. I'm going to pass the commission to forward to approve both of the proposals as finalizations if they agree.
Very good. Thank you, Andrew. Any questions or comments from the commission? We do need a motion to move forward to vote on both items in one vote. Moved by Commissioner Cole. Seconded by Commissioner Nyberg. Questions, comments? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? It is adopted and we'll move forward.